From the Ingles Studio, welcome to the award-winning Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. Today is Saturday, March 23rd, and happy 71st birthday to singer Chaka Khan. Keith Ippolito, and here are the stories Cherokee is talking about, presented by Credit Union of Georgia. Woodstock man convicted of strangling child, a farming family's legacy in Cherokee Salicoa community, Woodstock named to Smart 21 communities. We'll have all these stories and more coming up in the Cherokee Tribune-Ledger podcast. And if you're looking for community news, we encourage you to listen and subscribe. Life's a constant hustle, and at Credit Union of Georgia, our focus is crystal clear. It's all about you. Juggling a million things? We get it. That's why we're committed to providing the best service imaginable. We're not just your credit union. We're your financial allies. Knowledge is our power, from crafting basic budget plans to navigating the local home buying scene. Questions popping up? We've got you covered with fast, friendly answers. Because we want you to spend more time living your life. Imagine a financial institution that truly cares. That's Credit Union of Georgia inviting you to join us. If you live, work in Bartow, Cherokee, Cobb, Dawson, Paulden, Pickens, or Union County, we want you as a member of Credit Union of Georgia family. Because here, you're not just a member, you're part of a community that cares. Ready to experience banking that revolves around you? Call us at 678-486-1111 or visit cuofga.org. Credit Union of Georgia, your financial journey, our priority. Andres Felipe Sierra of Woodstock was convicted by a Cherokee County jury on March 21st of multiple child abuse charges, including strangling a child. The charges, stemming from a Woodstock Police Department investigation, relate to an incident on February 26, 2023, in the Town Lake area. Sierra was found guilty of family violence aggravated assault by strangulation, family violence battery, cruelty to children, and reckless conduct. The jury heard testimony from 11 witnesses during the four-day trial, including the victims, law enforcement officers, and medical professionals. Sierra was convicted on one count of aggravated assault, while the jury found him not guilty on another count and convicted him of reckless conduct on the third. A sentencing hearing is scheduled for May 8th. John Bennett Jr., a longtime resident of Cherokee County's Salicoa community, continues his family farming legacy in the area. He, along with his wife, Joy Bennett, resides on Salicoa Road, where they raise cattle on their farm. Bennett's family has deep roots in the community dating back to 1846. He grew up in the area, spent time studying at local colleges, and eventually returned to continue his family's farming tradition. Bennett reminisces about the area's agricultural past, including the transition from cotton and corn farming to poultry production. Despite changes over the years, Bennett remains committed to preserving the rural character of the Salicoa community, passing down the farming legacy to future generations, including his son-in-law, who will eventually take over managing the cattle operation. Woodstock has been recognized as one of the world's Smart 21 communities of 2024 by the Intelligent Community Forum. The city received this honor at the Smart Cities and Intelligent Communities Conference in Taipei, Taiwan. Woodstock is a semi-finalist in the ICF's annual awards program, with the winner to be announced at the ICF Summit in November. The Smart 21 communities have demonstrated their commitment to building inclusive economic prosperity, social health, and cultural richness. Woodstock Mayor Michael Caldwell expressed pride in representing Georgia alongside fellow honoree Warner Robins and highlighted the city's efforts to improve citizens' quality of life through smart technology initiatives. Woodstock's SMART program focuses on various aspects, including transportation systems and innovative infrastructure technology. We have opportunities for sponsors to get great engagement on these shows. Call 770-874-3200 for more info. Back in a moment.
It pays to know your doctor. It pays to know your lawyer. And now more than ever, it pays to know your local real estate professional. Hi, I'm Jeffrey Drake with Drake Realty, and we have 7 offices in the metro Atlanta area, including 2 right here in Cobb County and 1 at Lake Oconee. I'm the proud leader of over 700 agents here in Georgia, and we pride ourselves in professional service, whether you are the buyer or the seller. Drake Realty makes the home buying process seamless from contract to close. Our agents are a little different. They're not pushing for the quick sale and close. They are pushing for the best price and terms for their client. In other words, Drake Realty fights for you. Now's the time to buy that dream home, vacation home, or new home your family deserves. A lot of real estate agents talk big. Let my team at Drake Realty prove they will fight for you. I'm Jeffrey Drake, and I'd be honored to have my team serve you. Visit us online at drakerealty.com. And remember, it's not how quick you sell or buy, it's what the deal provides for your future.
In the heart of our Atlanta community, a healthier future is beating strong. The American College of Cardiology, in collaboration with the Morehouse School of Medicine and Johnson & Johnson, invites your family to the Atlanta Heart Health Fair. Come visit us on April 2nd from noon to 7 p.m. at the Denard Conference Center, Atlanta Technical College. Your steps towards heart health are a step towards a lifetime of memories. The Atlanta Heart Health Fair, empowering heart health for all. Register now at acc.org/ATL Health Fair. The Cherokee County Board of Commissioners approved a $10,995 amendment to an agreement with Keck & Wood, Inc. for a traffic signal at Highway 140 and Stringer Road intersection. The original agreement was for a traffic signal warrant study, which determined that a signal is warranted to improve traffic flow. Keck & Wood completed the study and began designing the signal. The amendment covers additional engineering and survey work needed to finalize the signal plans. The design has been submitted to the Georgia Department of Transportation for approval. The county anticipates the signal to be operational by the end of the year, pending GDOT's review. Gavin Letendre, a 15-year-old from Cherokee County, has been chosen as one of 64 youth ambassadors for the Tourette Association of America. He represented the association during National Advocacy Day in Washington, D.C., advocating for policies and services for people with Tourette syndrome and tic disorders. Letendre aims to raise awareness and promote understanding of TS, which affects about 1 in 50 school-aged children in the U.S. As a youth ambassador, he received training on public speaking about the disorder. Letendre also educates his peers and local community about TS symptoms and acceptance through presentations at schools and community centers. His efforts contribute to increasing awareness and reducing isolation among individuals affected by TS.
Hi, this is Leah McGrath, your Ingalls dietitian, with a nutrition tip. Many times when we're trying to eat healthier, we think about what foods to remove from our diet, like high-fat foods and foods and beverages that are high in sugar. But we should also be thinking about what to add to our diets, like fruits and vegetables, and drinking more water.
Cherokee County Commissioners approved a $5.7 million construction agreement with Bartow Paving Company for a countywide road resurfacing project, covering approximately 14 miles of county-maintained roads. The project, in partnership with Canton, Holly Springs, and Woodstock, includes resurfacing main roadways like Union Hill Road and Avery Road, along with various subdivisions. Funding largely from Georgia DDOT grant and special purpose local option sales tax will cover the majority of the cost. Additionally, the county approved a $222,000 agreement with TRP Construction Group for a traffic striping on 9 roadways totaling 25.8 miles using GDOT funds and local match requirement. These projects aim to improve the road safety and infrastructure in the county and are slated for completion by September. The Georgia Senate passed a controversial legislation for private school vouchers with a 33-21 vote along party lines. The bill limits voucher spending to 1% of Georgia's education funding formula with a cap of $140 million annually, targeting families earning up to 400% of the federal poverty limit. Proponents argue it aids working class families, but critics, including Democrats, contend $6,500 vouchers aren't sufficient and divert funds from public schools. The bill also includes provision on teacher pay raises and pre-kindergarten facilities. Governor Kemp, a supporter, is expected to sign the bill into law, prioritizing vouchers as part of his education agenda. We'll have closing comments after this. Are you ready to serve and protect? Looking to fulfill a career in law enforcement? Then it's time to join the Henry County Sheriff's Office. We're hiring detention officers and deputies. No experience? No problem. We provide training for all new recruits, and all you need is a high school diploma, a clean record, and a determination to serve and protect. Enjoy incredible benefits, such as the possibility of receiving a commuter vehicle if your residence is outside of Henry County. Some restrictions may apply. Call us today or visit henrycountysheriffga.gov to learn more. Henry County Sheriff's Office. Unlock your potential and join our team today. Thanks again for listening to today's Cherokee Tribune Ledger podcast. If you enjoy these shows, we encourage you to check out our other offerings like the Marietta Daily Journal podcast, the Gwinnett Daily Post, the community podcast for Rockdale, Newton, and Morgan counties, or the Paulding County News podcast. Get more on these stories and other great content at TribuneLedgerNews.com. Giving you important information about our community and telling great stories are what we do. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Make sure you join us on our next episode and be sure to share this podcast on social media with your friends and family. Add us to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing. And be sure to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
This podcast is a production of the BG Ad Group, all rights reserved.